WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A Friday night government shutdown has returned to the realm of the possible. President-elect Trump abruptly rejected the bipartisan measure to keep the bureaucracy going through March 14th.
Republicans would like to know what the president wants Republicans to do.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney says at this point there are two choices.
The Republicans are, I think, understandably anxious to follow the direction of the new president. But he hasn't indicated what he wants us to do, either to shut down government or to vote for the CR, one or the other.
Alexander Pfaffendorf in custody in Southern California. Authorities say he messaged the teen girl shooter in the Madison, Wisconsin school mass shooting that he was planning his own attack on a government building. A satellite channel run by Yemen's Houthi rebels says at least 9 people were killed in airstrikes on the country. Israel acknowledged carrying out the strikes after downing a Houthi missile fired from Yemen at it. This is ABC News. The Russians say they detained a 29-year-old citizen of Uzbekistan in Tuesday's assassination of a prominent general in Moscow, but there are questions.
There are some question marks, at least, about how rapidly this happened, the fact that he's an Uzbek citizen. The Kremlin certainly has record of blaming others for crimes perpetrated, and it certainly suits the purpose of the Kremlin. I think that this is appeared to have been solved quite so quickly.
ABC's Ian Pannell in London. The world's nuclear powers have been beefing up their arsenals in recent years. At the same time, private bunker sales are on the rise globally. Critics, though, warn they create a false perception that nuclear conflict is survivable. They argue those planning to live through an atomic blast are not focusing on the real and current dangers posed by nuclear threats and the urgent need, they say, to stop the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores, apples and bananas 10 to 53% more, and cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Bucks are headed east. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After winning the NBA Cup Tuesday night in Vegas, the Milwaukee Bucks will head to Ohio to play the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Tip-off time Friday night at 7:20. College football. The Wisconsin Badgers have picked up a wide receiver. Jaden Ballard, 6'3", 200 pounds, has 1 year left of eligibility. He's leaving the Ohio State Buckeyes for Wisconsin, where he feels he has a better opportunity in Madison. Former Badgers offensive coordinator Phil Longo has a new job, returning to Sam Houston University in Texas as the head football coach. He'd been their offensive coordinator there a few years ago. NFL, it's the Packers and the Saints on Monday Night Football. For the second time this season, rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper named the NFC Defensive Player of the Week for his performance against the Seahawks Sunday night.
Yeah, he did an outstanding job. And then, I mean, shoot, he was one of our defensive players of the game, and he was also one of our special teams players of the game. So, I mean, he had 3 tackles on kickoff.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Variety reports that the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has announced the shortlist for the Oscars in 10 categories. Emilia Perez led the way with 6 nominations, and Wicked came in second with 4. Voting to determine the actual nominations will take place January 8th, with nominations being announced January 17th. The 97th Oscars ceremony will air March 2nd of this coming year. Superscribe Taylor Sheridan has received criticism for his role of Travis on Yellowstone. The show's creator has come under fire on social media, with fans saying that they thought it was lame that he wrote himself onto the show and made Bella Hadid his girlfriend, calling it totally unnecessary. Just for the record, folks, Taylor Sheridan has written himself onto other shows as well, including Lioness and 1883. Maybe he's just created so many shows, he's running out of actors. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly to mostly cloudy skies in the overnight, light winds, lows in the mid and upper teens. Winter storm warning in effect for Thursday into early Friday. 2 to 4 inches by the end of Thursday afternoon. Highs near 30. Another 1 to 3 inches of snow Thursday night. It's 21 at our studios.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. So my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled, Where the Hell Are the Democratic Warriors Ready to Take the Fight to Trump's Fascism and the GOP Machine? Yeah, where are they? Now, Monday morning on this program, I was complaining about the fact that CNN and MSNBC had both spent 40 minutes carrying a live press conference by Donald Trump, in which he lied through his teeth, talked about privatizing the post office, mused about ending school children's vaccines for polio, threatened an Iowa newspaper pollster. I mean, you know, it's just a typical Trump BS fest. And I went into this rant about, you know, where is Joe Biden? Well, it turns out I was uninformed, apparently. Joe Biden, at that same time, was giving a speech at the inauguration of the Francis Perkins National Monument to FDR's Labor Secretary Francis Perkins up in Maine. And he truthfully pointed out that in his 1 4-year term, he created 16 million jobs, which is more than all the jobs created by Bush Sr., Bush Jr., and Trump combined. That's 16 years of Republicans created fewer jobs than Joe Biden did in 4 years. None of the media carried it. Trump's press conference, we're still talking about 3 days later. Biden's press conference, not a word. So I get it. There's a media bias against Democrats generally, or you could argue for Trump. I mean, we saw this with, you know, Les Moonves, the head of CBS News, saying, you know, it's making us money. Keep it up, Donald. But that doesn't mean that elected Democrats need to run and hide. I mean, Americans across the country are terrified, particularly in red states where women are bleeding out while the morbidly rich and the religious fanatics are licking their chops. So where the hell are the Democrats? What happened to when we fight, we win? I mean, even when the media would rather ignore you, even when the media is against you, political theater still works. Standing up to bullies still works. Fighting back becomes even more imperative. Where the hell, for example, is Kamala Harris? She told us Trump was a fascist. She said he was a threat to the country. She said he was going to destroy the... She said, quote, Donald Trump has said he would terminate the Constitution of the United States. That sounds like a five-alarm fire. So where has she been since the election? Did Trump's fascism just go away? His threat to terminate the Constitution was just a joke? Where the hell is she? For that matter, where the hell are the leaders in the Democratic Party? It seems like Nancy Pelosi's been spending her time trying to keep Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez from getting leadership of the Oversight Committee, handing it off instead to a 74-year-old congressman with throat cancer. I mean, really? The headline over at KamalaHarris.com right now says, "Our fight continues," all capital letters. And below that it says, "Please donate to hold the Trump administration accountable." Really? How's she going to do that from wherever she and Tim Walz are hiding? Please tell me. Is it that Trump has succeeded in cowing the Democrats as fast as he has our largest corporations, their billionaire owners, and Joe and Mika? I mean, a few Democratic members of Congress have even said, "We look forward to working with Trump and his muskrat buddy." Is this some kind of sick joke? Remember the night of President Obama's first inauguration? At the same time Louise and I were dancing with Barack and Michelle at Union Station, Republican leaders were gathered at the Caucus Room restaurant in Washington, D.C. to organize a massive resistance campaign against America's first black president. It was the entire leadership of the GOP. Eric Cantor, Jeb Hensarling, Pete Hoekstra, Dan Lundgren, Kevin McCarthy, Paul Ryan, Pete Sessions, Senators Tom Coburn, Bob Corker, Jim DeMint, John Ensign, John Kyle, Newt Gingrich, and Frank Luntz, who organized the meeting. I wrote an article about it back in the day for Truthout. This is what I wrote. Over juicy steaks and fancy cocktails in a private room in the back of the restaurant, the Republican bigwigs promised each other that they would filibuster and obstruct any and all legislation supported by President Obama. Congressman Pete Sessions, who was at the four-hour-long dinner, even promised to use Taliban-like tactics to achieve these goals. Kevin McCarthy said that he would obstruct every single piece of legislation, including things Republicans used to support. The caucus room conspiracy had three major objectives. Number one, use obstruction, knowing that the corporate media would call it gridlock and blame both parties to prevent Obama from having any legislative success. Number two, sabotage any legislative victories that the president did have, you know, like Obamacare, and convince U.S. citizens they were actually failures. And number three, to blame all the economic damage caused by this Republican sabotage on both parties and then come out and say, "We're going to fix it if you just elect us." Kevin McCarthy came out of the meeting and told a reporter, he said, "If you act like you're in the minority, you're going to stay in the minority. We've got to challenge them on every single bill and challenge them on every single campaign." And sure enough, they did. They continue to do so to this day. And the voters, by the way, rewarded them by shellacking President Obama and his Democrats in the 2014 election. Remember? Excuse me, in the 2010 election. Where are the Democrats today with that kind of spine? Where is our resolve to fight rather than enable fascists? What happened to our principles, our commitment to democracy? 24-year-old Parkland survivor and gun activist David Hogg, one of the Democratic Party's up-and-coming stars, I would say, pointed out that the Democratic Party has become far too reliant on self-interested consultants. He said, quote, "Throughout the campaign, there were multiple times that I brought up publicly my concern about young voters, and I was shut down by consultants and messaged by them saying, 'You don't know what you're talking about. This is not an issue. This is dumb of you to say,' and a whole lot of other things I can't tell you on TV." He said, "We need to build a party that tells people what it needs to hear, not what its consultants are paid to say." There were a few brave governors who stepped up and spoke out. You know, J.B. Pritzker, Gavin Newsom, Lujan Grisham, and a few others who said, "No, we're going to fight Trump's mass deportations." And then the party went silent. Now, this isn't how Democrats used to do this. LBJ ate the Republicans' lunch. He destroyed them legislatively. Franklin Roosevelt, he called them and the people who backed them economic royalists. He said, "These economic royalists complain that we seek to overthrow the institutions of America. What they really complain about is that we seek to take away their power. And our allegiance to American institutions requires the overthrow of this kind of power." Philadelphia, 1936. Republicans called FDR a tyrant and a communist, and he laughed at them. They said he'd destroy America. He steamrolled them. They whined and complained as he called out their fat cats and ridiculed that generation's Republican Party. He rendered them impotent. When one wealthy man famously said he'd have to leave the country because of FDR's 90% income tax, FDR said, well, I will miss him very much, to laughter. You've all heard the clip on this program. He named names. He was arrogant. He fought hard on behalf of the average person until literally the day he died. Where is this generation's FDR? Where are the Democratic Party's heroes? Where are our spokespeople? Where is their outrage? Or do Democrats expect Trump to just magically morph into Mitt Romney on January 20th? Five-alarm fire is over? Fire is out? Disaster averted? What the hell? Kamala Harris lost the election. She lost by a whisker, but she lost. But if she and other leaders and would-be leaders of the Democratic Party don't stand up now to challenge Trump and this fascist crew that he's assembling, don't offer a contrasting vision for the future of our country today, if they don't challenge Trump's outrageous policies and bizarre appointees every single day, they're going to lose our democracy as well. Democrats, it's time to grow a damn spine. 15 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with you. Trump is already lying. He's already walking back his promises. Why don't the newspapers have headlines that simply say, oh, Trump lied about this? I'll share that with you on the other side of the break, and I'll pick up your calls. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the True People's Media, the Tom Hartman Program. I'll be right back with you. Not much surprises me anymore, and it seems like every day there's something new to worry or have some concern about. With so much out of our control, one thing you can regain control of is your family's financial future with life insurance through SelectQuote. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less. While SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years of experience, helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. SelectQuote, they shop, you save. Get the right life insurance for you for less at selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Go to selectquote.com/Tom today to get started. That's selectquote.com/Tom.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
I'm going to admit something that I normally would not admit. A lot of times I don't wear underwear.
We got to go to a break.
I don't have a cart, and I'm carrying this stuff.
Yeah.
I got my finger in the loop, holding my pants up, because they would literally go down. And twice, people stop me. Hey, John Mino, as I'm trying to hold my pants up and hold my stuff in my arms.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. The Todd Alba Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. So I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrate the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and, of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for half-off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You also get their newsletter, Free Thought Today, you get their advocacy, and you get the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This half-off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my name, Hartman, with two N's, to Hartman, to 511-511. ffrf.us/Hartman to join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
Trump's on the screen with his circus lies. 40 minutes of fear, 40 minutes televised. He's ranting, he's raving like it's all for show. While Biden's out there, but nobody knows. 60 million jobs in 4 short years. Built with truth, not chaos or fear. But the cameras don't care, they're chasing the flame. Where are the Democrats to win this game? Where are the Democrats? Why don't they fight? Trump screaming fascism in broad daylight. The fire's still burning. But no one's there. Where are the leaders who used to care? Where's the FDRs, the LBJs calling out the green, showing us the way? If democracy's dying, we can't sit back. So where are the Democrats? Kamala said it's a 5-alarm fire. Trump wants the Constitution thrown in the pyre. But where's her voice? Where's the rallying cry? You don't win a war just standing by. Republicans plot like they did back then. A caucus room deal, sabotage again. They're building their empire brick by brick. And silence from the left just makes me sick. Where are the Democrats? Why don't they fight? Trump screaming fascism in broad daylight.
Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. So Donald Trump is now walking back his campaign promises. Of course. Congressman Pocan said, you know, Trump basically, you know, 95% of what he said he was going to do, he didn't do. That's kind of a rhetorical phrase. The actual number, there's PolitiFact actually broke down the numbers. And he kept 23% of his promises, and he fully broke 53% of them in his last term as president. And now remember he was going to scrap Obamacare? Remember he was going to have an infrastructure bill? Remember he was going to have a balanced budget? He had none of those things, of course not. And what's so funny is he ran on a slogan of promises made, promises kept. Remember that? Big signs at the RNC when the Republican could... Promises made, no, he lies said, lies continuing, basically. So anyhow, in 2024, this year, He said he was going to end the Ukraine-Russia war in 24 hours after he was elected. Well, it's been what? 3 weeks? 4 weeks? I don't know. I don't have a calendar, but 5 weeks. And the war is still going on. He says he was going to deport 11 million immigrants. I'm skeptical. We'll see. He said that his tariffs won't raise costs for consumers. Right now, this was NPR did a whole story on this morning. Right now, companies that import things from China, Japan, Taiwan, you know, you name it, mostly from Asia, but companies that import goods are doubling up on those goods right now and raising their prices, which is causing the Fed to say, hey, wait a minute, maybe we shouldn't cut interest rates any further because they're expecting Trump's tariffs. So when he was asked about that on television, he was said, you know, you said that your tariffs won't raise costs for anybody. And he said, can you guarantee that? And he said, I can't guarantee anything. Right. Then he said, when he was running for president, he said, I'm going to lower grocery prices. He said this over and over and over again. I mean, you know, he on Truth Social, prices are too high. The consumer's angry at this incompetent administration. Kamala has no idea to bring prices down. She's afraid to even discuss it with the fake news media, even worse than her VP candidate. She doesn't even have a clue. I will do it. It will happen fast. So Time Magazine's Eric Cordalesa asks Trump, you said you were going to lower grocery prices. Are you going to? Trump's response, and I quote, it's hard to bring things down once they're up. You know, it's very hard. Oh, poor Donald. He desperately tried to distance himself from Project 2025. Remember that? He says, you read some of the things in Project 2025, they're extreme. They're seriously extreme. I don't know anything about it. I don't want to know anything about it. Right. And now the head of, you know, the main architect of Project 2025, Russell Volk, is going to run his office management and budget. Paul Atkins, who was an author of Project 2025, he's going to run the Securities and Exchange Commission. Brendan Carr, who was an author of Project 2025, he's going to run the Federal Communications Commission. Tom Homan, who's going to be his border czar, helped write Project 2025. John Ratcliffe, who helped write Project 2020, he's going to head up the CIA, and the list goes on. Why won't the headlines simply say Trump lied? Hey, Republicans, you are suckered. Why can't our media simply tell the truth? Republican voters were suckered in 2016. More than half of the time, Trump outright broke his promises. He didn't even keep a quarter of them. And this time, he's already breaking his promises. Republicans, are you feeling like suckers yet?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Give me a shout, Trump voters. I'd love to hear from you. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up your calls after this.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
If you've turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A Friday night government shutdown has returned to the realm of the possible. President-elect Trump abruptly rejected the bipartisan measure to keep the bureaucracy going through March 14th.
Republicans would like to know what the president wants Republicans to do.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney says at this point there are two choices.
The Republicans are, I think, understandably anxious to follow the direction of the new president. But he hasn't indicated what he wants us to do, either to shut down government or to vote for the CR, one or the other.
Alexander Pfaffendorf in custody in Southern California. Authorities say he messaged the teen girl shooter in the Madison, Wisconsin school mass shooting that he was planning his own attack on a government building. A satellite channel run by Yemen's Houthi rebels says at least 9 people were killed in airstrikes on the country. Israel acknowledged carrying out the strikes after downing a Houthi missile fired from Yemen at it. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Fans of Peaky Blinders, who are anxiously awaiting the feature film, will be happy to know that principal photography is done. The film is called The Immortal Man, and Cillian Murphy is back in the lead role as Tommy Shelby. Peaky Blinders is the story of post-World War I gangsters in Birmingham. The show ran for 6 seasons between 2013 and 2022 on the BBC and Netflix. Fans of the 28 Days franchise will be happy to know that 28 Days Later will finally be available to stream. The film has been curiously absent from streaming platforms, which is not good for people who want to catch up before the release of 28 Years Later. The second installment, 28 Weeks Later, is available to stream, but Danny Boyle's first film of the franchise has been offline since early 2024 after being purchased by Sony. The film is now available to stream as of December 18th. 28 Years Later is set to hit theaters in June of 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks are headed east. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After winning the NBA Cup Tuesday night in Vegas, the Milwaukee Bucks will head to Ohio to play the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Tip-off time Friday night at 7:20. College football. The Wisconsin Badgers have picked up a wide receiver. Jaden Ballard, 6'3", 200 pounds, has 1 year left of eligibility. He's leaving the Ohio State Buckeyes for Wisconsin, where he feels he has a better opportunity in Madison. Former Badgers offensive coordinator Phil Longo has a new job, returning to Sam Houston University in Texas as the head football coach. He'd been their offensive coordinator there a few years ago. NFL, it's the Packers and the Saints on Monday Night Football. For the second time this season, rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper named the NFC Defensive Player of the Week for his performance against the Seahawks Sunday night.
Yeah, he did an outstanding job. And then, I mean, shoot, he was one of our defensive players of the game, and he was also one of our special teams players of the game. So, I mean, he had 3 tackles on kickoff.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly to mostly cloudy skies in the overnight, light winds, lows in the mid and upper teens. Winter storm warning in effect for Thursday into early Friday. 2 to 4 inches by the end of Thursday afternoon. Highs near 30. Another 1 to 3 inches of snow Thursday night. It's 21 at our studios.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Save communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Mino and the Mayor.
You ever really want to get back at me?
Well, you're claustrophobic. That would really.
Oh, God.
Oh, that would be tough for you.
Oh, the worst.
He would talk like that.
Get this. Absolutely. Get this.
Put him in a drum and throw him in the water. He's claustrophobic and he can't swim.
Yeah.
I think we could get anything we wanted out of you.
Anything.
All right, Todd, mental note.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and on the Civic Media app.
In the Constitution. To get rid of the post office is going to require a constitutional amendment unless Trump just decides to throw the entire Constitution in the trash.
I don't think that's
It's in the Constitution. Are you just going to go ahead and sell a federal agency without even looking at the Constitution?
The reference to it is in Article 1, Section, 7 or 8, you know, where it lists all the things that Congress can appropriate money for, and one of them is postal roads. You know, Congress can appropriate money for roads, where they've done that. But the post office
The whole point was to ensure rural delivery of mail to provide communication.
And we all know that if they privatize the post office, what's going to happen is that, low-income areas, particularly inner-city areas and rural areas where it is not as easy to serve, those people are going to, and it's not as profitable to serve them, service them, are going to lose out to high-rise apartment buildings and suburbs that are easy to serve. And, you know, it's all going to be run for profit. I get that. It's a terrible thing. But I don't think the constitutional argument is going to save it. I think it's going to be Democrats standing up and saying, hell no.
Yeah. Well, has anybody even brought up the fact that you would have to have an account with one of these companies to get your mail delivered? And what about the people who use post office for money orders? And where will we get our passports from? The post office serves the United States, and it has been decimated by this guy that's running it, who's a Trump supporter.
Agreed.
And this should be a scandal on TV, and
agreed,
it's not. Instead, they're saying, oh, we're going to fix it by selling it and privatizing it.
Yep.
Well, instead, they should fix it by making it efficient and keep it a federal agency.
You know, it used to be a federal agency. It is no longer. The post office is no longer a federal agency. It is now a private corporation. It's one of a very small handful of corporations that were chartered at the federal level. Most corporations are typically chartered in the states. 99.99999% of all corporations are chartered in states. But
that should
Amtrak,
never have happened.
I agree. Amtrak. Yeah. And the Postal Service, and this happened, I believe, during the Reagan administration. I remember when it happened, and my recollection is it was Reagan. It might have been Bush Sr. But the whole pitch was, we're going to make it more efficient, just like we're going to do with Amtrak, by spinning it off as a private-public partnership. It's going to be a separate corporation. Congress will continue to fund it. But, in the new law, that passed says that Congress can no longer fund the post office. It has to be self-sustaining. It has to be self-funding. And that's why they have to raise postal rates, But that was the beginning of the process. That was the camel's nose under the tent. And all the Republicans at the time were like, oh, no, we're not trying to privatize the post office. We're just trying to improve it. But this was the setup for privatization. Because right now, Norma, they can privatize it without having to violate the Constitution. And they can do it with a simple piece of legislation.
Well, I also have been sitting here, Tom, wondering what is wrong with the Democrats that they have not passed a law that a person convicted of a felon should not be able to be elected to any kind of public office.
Right.
Why haven't we passed a law that a felon should not be able to be elected to a public office?
Yeah, Trump can't own a gun. Yeah. He can't vote in Florida. So why?
So tell me something. If he does on the first day stand up and declare himself a dictator, what will the Democrats do? Will anybody even protest?
Well, if we're looking at today's Democrats right now, the way the party is responding, I think they'll probably all say, let's go have a retreat in Costa Rica and then just stay there for 2 years. I don't know. Norma, thank you. I share your outrage. Thank you. Nikki in Chicago. Hey, Nikki, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I, too, am outraged by the post office, and I just don't understand why we can't improve on what's going on and get rid of the joy, and I don't understand all of that. But anyway, going forward, when we talk about what happened with the CEO and everyone complains, I understand that. It is definitely
You're talking the United
not
Healthcare
acceptable
CEO?
To kill someone.
Yeah, okay, got it.
Yeah. Okay, but that was an extreme movement. We have to remember what John Lewis said about good trouble, because that's what it's going to take to fight the Republicans going yep. forward. We're not going to be able to just sit here and depend on the judicial system and everything else to do what it should do. We as Democrats are going to have to physically do something, whether it be sitting at the lunch counter or sitting on the bus. It's something like that. Maybe the obstetricians all need to go on strike in order to fix Roe v. Wade. I mean, just something's going to have to be dramatic to change this course.
I absolutely agree. And in fact, I thank you for that good trouble. I just edited that into my into my article for today because
I couldn't think of it.
That's a great question. That's, you know, yeah. The Democrats need to grow a spine. I mean, it's just that I've been saying that for a lot of years. I used to say that. I mean, I used to make jokes about Harry Reid. I used to make jokes about how Harry Reid needed to go stand outside Arnold Schwarzenegger's governor's mansion and snatch his testosterone when it came, which I realize is kind of a semi-sexist joke. But, you know, it reflected my thinking at the time, which was that Harry Reid needed to grow a spine. And, testosterone aside, I still feel that way. And this latest thing of Nancy Pelosi just sabotaging AOC is just it just has me just horrified. So, go ahead.
I am so proud of AOC.
Me too.
I don't believe that you can have an entire Democratic Party of AOC or Bernie Sanders. I think there has to be pieces that come up with these little pearls, mm-hmm. and they get sent into the mainstream, and the mainstream needs to massage those pearls to make them bipartisan or somehow palatable for the other side, and that's how we accomplish things.
Yeah,
I think those thinkers are the ones who are really going to make the changes.
Yeah,
maybe not having a whole party of them, but you certainly need that, and even the MAGA. There should always be a couple of MAGAs out there in their Republican Party. That's fine. The problem is we've got an entire party of MAGAs.
Yeah. No, I agree. And, I used to essentially ridicule the great man theory of history. I forget who came up with the theory, but, there was this idea that history is written by leaders who step forward. And I used to think, no, it's, the leaders come about because the times demand it. Like FDR, had it not been for the Great Depression, FDR would not have been able to do what he did. But increasingly, it is becoming obvious to me that there actually are some people who are just incredibly talented politically. And AOC is one of those people, and they do change history. For the better or for the worse, Hitler was one of those people, too. And Donald Trump is one of those people. It's sad to admit, yeah. But it's true. And where are the stars in the Democratic Party? I think we know where they are. And we also see that the gerontocracy, the 80, 70 and 80 year olds in the party are doing their best to keep a lid on those young people. I want to see Maxwell Frost. I want to see more of Jasmine Crockett. I want to see I want to see David Hogg, get into Congress. I'm ranting here now. Nikki, thank you for the call. I agree. Thank you. You said it so well. Jerry in Tampa, Florida. Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind today?
Yes, Paul. I'm sorry, Tom. I was hoping to talk to the congressman, but I can ask you the question too. Of course. We found out in this election that Florida is definitely a red state, no question about it.
Well, maybe. If you push a couple million people off the voting rolls, and you intimidate black voters by throwing a bunch of them in prison, then yeah, you got a red state. But I don't think the majority of Florida voters love Ron DeSantis, frankly. I could be wrong, but but you live there. I don't. So, Jerry, I'll respect your opinion, and I'm not going to argue with you.
Well, there's going to be two groups that now voted against their own self-interest. The seniors, not this senior, but many of the seniors voted against their own self-interest. But what I have heard really turned Florida for Trump was South Florida. I heard that there was a 118,000 vote difference between him and Kamala Harris, and a lot of it came from the Hispanics down there who thought that this deportation thing was going to be the other Hispanics, not them.
That's right. These are the Cuban Americans who are like, yeah, get rid of the Mexican Americans. We don't like them. I totally understand.
Now, here's my question. Have you found out, or in your conversations with Congressman Pocan or other members of Congress, exactly how this is going to work? How I understand that South Florida is going to be ground zero for the beginning of this. How are they going to tell the, quote, bad ones from the good ones?
Right. What I'm hearing, Jerry, and, you know, this is kind of leaking out around the edges, but what we're hearing is that, number one, the Trump people are quietly talking to some of the right-wing militia folks to get some independent help, shall we say. Number two, they're talking to sheriffs, particularly members of Sheriff Mac's organization or organizations like that, these so-called constitutional sheriffs. These right-wing, hardcore right-wing sheriffs who think that they're like the senior, you know, officers in their states or counties, and of course he's talking about employing the National Guard in each one of the states. And I obviously he's going to start with the red states. I think you're right. Probably Florida, Texas are going to be the first two, and that they will be his testing ground. And if he has success there, he's going to try and roll it out nationally. But really, right now, nobody knows. Jerry, thank you for the call. 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It was Thomas Carlyle who came up with the great man theory of history. We'll be right back.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge, there's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when.
don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
At the North Pole, there's a man with a list. Checking it twice, seeing who he'll assist. Santa's been listening, the word's getting clear. He tunes to Tom Hartman this time every year. Does Santa Claus listen to the Tom Hartman show? He's learned about democracy and all we should know.
Welcome back, 51 minutes past the hour. Patrick in Seattle. Hey, Patrick, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hey, good morning. First of all, happy holidays. Thanks for the work you're doing.
Thank you, back at you, Patrick.
Thanks. You know, I'm 70 years old, Tom, and I'm probably going to keep voting for Democrats for the rest of my life. But why would one young person or one independent voter do the same thing? You know, you've been great. You've been talking about the Democrats' disappearance. But, you know, also there's this rigged insider quality of everything they do that just is making me crazy. And at some level, to an uninformed voter, this must look just like the Republicans.
Yep.
You know, Chuck Schumer's in the Senate Democrats. You know, he's got one job, really, and that's to deliver Democratic votes. And he's been thwarted from day one until last week by Manchin and Sinema. Chuck Schumer's a failure.
Yep.
You know, and everybody's talking about Democratic messaging failure, but elderly Nancy Pelosi has just thwarted the most effective messenger the Democrats have in favor of Jerry Connolly. And there's like a dark metaphor there, you know, scuttling this brilliant young speaker for an old man with throat cancer. I took your advice, Tom Hartman, and the day after the election, I tried to reach out to my local Democratic Party. There's no way to contact them in person, just an invitation to a freaking Zoom call in January. That's it. What do we do?
It's a place to start, Patrick. It's a place to start. And if you can get on the inside and you can get a few friends on the inside, you can change things. I mean, that's the work we've got. I don't see an alternative. I really don't. We're not going to be able to start a third party. The Democratic Party is a $1 billion corporation. That's the bad news, I guess, or that's the good news, too, because the door is wide open in most cases. I realize there are some places where the Democratic Party is so heavily run like an old boys club that it's really hard to break in. It's really hard to get anything done. I hear those stories from people who call from around the country, you know, particularly in some rural areas, for example. But generally speaking, if enough good people get inside the party, they can change it. And that's a That's another op-ed that I need to write, is, you know, become a precinct committee person. It's important. Patrick, thank you. I share your concerns. Claudia in Newport, Oregon. Hey, Claudia, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi. I share his concerns, too. And it almost seems like the Democratic Party has been infiltrated for many years.
Well, I think when the Supreme Court changed the rules of the game, Democrats really had to play by those new rules or they wouldn't have had any power at all.
Right. Right. The money game. I get it. Yes. You're right. But and thank you for the conversation today. It's a very good show. I'm talking about today Trump's magic diversions, you know, is kind of what Pocan calls his bluster. OK, mm-hmm. his diversions. And I'm thinking what maybe people aren't thinking about. Hello.
Yeah, I'm listening.
I'm thinking that maybe everything that's obvious, right, that everybody wants, Social Security, you know, the polio vaccine, everybody wants that stuff. It's so obvious. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that's a diversion and that Trump is, okay, he's going to let the Congress, his idiot Congress, pass certain things, then at the end he'll be our savior. He'll save us from everything and veto it and say, I care about you lovely citizens.
Yeah, we'll see. I fully expect that we're going to see a repeat of what we saw during his last administration, which is every day he's going to go out and he's going to lie to the cameras, and a large percentage of Americans are going to believe his lies. And the media is not going to challenge
them. I don't think it's going to be the same. I think that people like Bannon and a lot of, Putin, give me a break, you know. Russian psyops, it's very, I don't have a word for it, but it's
effective
there.
Is what it is. It's effective. Claudia, right. Thank you very much. Aaron in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Hey, Aaron, what's on your mind? We have just a minute, by the way.
A lot now. I'll try to maintain my focus. I'll start my comments at the end. On the 4th of July, 2026, it won't be a celebration of the 250th birthday of America. It will be a requiem of America. Now, I'm with you. Now, I'll go back to when you were talking about Mitch McConnell and, you know, everything he said about Barack Obama. And when he told Barack Obama to his face that you will never see Supreme Court justice, and then we'll do everything to impede you. That was sedition. That's in the Constitution. That should have been the end of that.
Yeah, but I don't think that was sedition. I think that was politics, Aaron.
No, it was sedition, because sedition is it's an organization that acknowledges the overthrow or the impediment of a duly elected government. You can.
I understand your argument. I absolutely understand your argument. And morally, I 100% agree with you. Legally, though, it's just politics. And Democrats need to learn how to play hardball politics, too. Aaron, thank you for the call. We'll be back on the other side of this break with Heidi Kuta. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-02.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Money to become less expensive. The Federal Reserve, nation's central bank, shaved its benchmark interest rate by a quarter point.
Notably, it does now expect fewer rate cuts next year. The Fed's projections now looking toward closer to 2 interest rate cuts. The last time it gave those forecasts, it had thought it would do 4. So what that's saying is that there is a little bit more uncertainty in the economy about what the path for borrowing costs looks like.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. The Teamsters Union calling it the largest ever strike against Amazon. It starts before dawn at hundreds of Amazon warehouses nationwide. The Teamsters accuse Amazon of refusing to negotiate. Amazon accuses the union of misleading the public about the matter. President-elect Trump said don't pass it, and House Republicans scrapped a bipartisan spending bill to keep the government running past Friday night. Negotiations to continue. This is ABC News.